We bring in our man Troy Rank on a different day this week, but we had to get our visit with Troy in, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. What did the Broncos show you on Sunday, Troy, that they should be thankful for this week?
Well, that when they play complimentary football, they're decent. They can compete. You know, we saw the six sacks. We saw them dominate the line of scrimmage. I mean, they just got to get to, Sandy, where Locke is not the problem. Stop asking him to win games and ask him not to lose games for a little bit. Get his feet underneath him. And how do you do that? As Orlando knows, you run the football. Now, doing that against the Saints is a different animal.
Yeah.
The Saints have allowed the fewest yards on the ground,
right,
fewest yards per carry. So you're going to have to be a little more creative. But you can't ask Locke to throw 40 to 50 times. When he throws 40 times, he's 1-3, and he's a turnover machine. Last year, he averaged 31 passes a game. This year, before Sunday, he was at 39. If you take that, you know, Steelers cameo out, that's just not a number you're going to win with. So aim for 30 passes a game, aim for 30 runs a game, and kind of build from there. And so what should they be thankful for? That they showed potential from their offensive line to be able to, moving forward, to run the football better. And that, I think, should be their identity as they leave this season.
So I want you to elaborate a little bit more, because you kind of touched on what my question is to you. The Broncos were almost balanced this past week, but you look at the Saints and they have a top rush defense in this league. So I get that we want Drew Locke to only throw the ball probably around 30 times a game, but how do you get that done against such a tough rushing defense?
Yeah, and it's not going to be easy. That's part of the issue of them struggling early in the season against teams that were beatable. Now the remaining schedule are Chiefs, Bills, Saints, Raiders. I mean, it's not going to get easier for them. But you have to at least show the run. I mean, most, like most things in sports, I equate to pitching. You may not have a great curveball, but you have to show it to,
yes,
allow them to get off your fastball sometimes. You know, you just can't, though. I'm going to throw my fastball. I know they're fastball hitters, but I'm going to throw my fastball. It's like, okay, good luck with that. You have to show a secondary pitch to at least plant the seed. So you have to show a little stubbornness and run. If you have a couple one-yarders and two-yarders, yeah, it stinks, but you can't abandon it after the first series and you go three and out. That's not going to work against the Saints. So how do you combat that? You know, tunnel screens to Jerry Jeudy, running back screens to Gordon more specifically, maybe even Lindsey, but quick slants, RPO action that we saw on Tim Patrick. But, you know, that RPO worked because they were running the heck out of the football. But if you're going to rely on the passing game more this week, and you may have to, it's that you can't say, well, let's just go three wide and have Drew throw the ball in the double coverage in the middle of the field and see what happens. I can tell you what's going to happen. Nothing good. You saw with Tom Brady last night.
Yes.
Nobody wins in the middle of the field in the NFL consistently throwing into double coverage. It's just not, especially young quarterbacks. So I just think if you're going to rely on the passing game, if that happens, there has to be high percentage run after catch. Let the receivers make up for it. Don't let, you know, try to make Locke thread the needle 20 yards down the field into double coverage.
You know, I found it interesting, Troy. We talk about third down all the time, and O and I were emphasizing first and 10 last week, how the Broncos had to be better. They averaged more than 5.5 yards per play on first down against the Dolphins. They've been second to last coming into the game in the NFL with only 4.7 yards per play on first down. They also had 5 second-and-ones in the game. They had been averaging only 1.5 per game on second and one. They had 5 on Sunday, and Locke on first down was 8 for 12 for 106 yards. The first down was the key down for Denver on Sunday, wasn't it?
Absolutely, because when they've lost, they've been 2nd and 10, 3rd and 8. 2nd and 10, 3rd and 12. And that is just a disaster in the NFL. I mean, outside of Patrick Mahomes, I mean, how many quarterbacks do you want making a living on 3rd and long? I mean, so, but it went back to the run game and some of the quick hitters in the pass game on first down and just allowing yourself, and they gained a rhythm. I mean, what I saw, and linemen talk about this, and Big O would know, by staying with the run, they became physical. It's hard to be a physical line when you step backward 50 times a game. It's just not in your nature. We're a physical line, and every time you snap it, you step backward. At some point, you have to allow your lineman to get into a rhythm and push the guy in front of him. and they took it personally. Now, again, the Dolphins' rush defense was 23rd going into the game, so they recognized the vulnerability. The Saints aren't. You know, the Saints are a really good rush team, but it doesn't mean you just abandon it after the first series. I just think this is hopefully a watershed moment for Pat Shurmur with this offense, where he kind of starts to see the strengths of what it looks like when it works with Lindsey, with Gordon, with Locke and high percentage passes, and try to build off that. They may still get smoked by the Saints, but for me, it's about the final six games of developing an offensive identity that works moving forward.
Troy, when you look at this past week with Drew Locke, we saw the interception early in the game. We saw him go 0 for 6 on his first six throws. He was 1 for 4 in the red zone. Is that just Drew Locke, or is that more on Pat Shurmur?
Well, early on, he missed some strikes. I mean, and the interception was just an absolute disaster. What I saw differently this past Sunday, was the Locke I saw last year. He made a terrible pass, and yet we didn't see that same mistake again the rest of the game. He was 18 for 24 for 270 yards after the 0-for-6 start. That's what we haven't seen from Locke this year. We see two or three good passes, a couple of, like, just cover your eyes passes, then he picks it back up. Just these wild bouts of inconsistency that we didn't see last year. Like, when he make a mistake last year, it really didn't resurface again. So that's what I hope. Now, again, in the red zone, it's tougher down there. You know, and Locke is want to try to make plays that aren't there. And that's something he has to continue to grow through, is when it's not there, throw it away, be more careful. And again, ball security is job security. You cannot turn the ball over at the rate they've turned the ball over this year and have a winning record. But I think Drew can improve if you're balanced. If you're going to ask him to go down there and run around and make plays – and make something out of nothing, he's not ready for that. I mean, I like his potential. I'm not one giving up on Drew Locke. I just think it's a natural progression. And Vic Fangio said this to me yesterday, that if you're more balanced, then you'll see a more logical development of this quarterback. And I think that's a fitting way to describe it. Asking him to go from 1 to 10 within the same game, there's just times he's not ready. He gets tricked by coverage, and then he tries to do too much, as he did at Missouri. He falls back into that pattern. But you're not playing Vandy. You know, you're not playing Arkansas. You're not playing those guys. You can throw off your back foot, falling down sidearm, and get a completion. In the NFL, that is an interception almost every time.
Troy, our thanks. As always, thanks, we appreciate it.
You got it. See you.
There he goes, Troy Rank, presented by ROX, Rocks Heating and Air.